Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional, Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. After receiving the Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible portion for the day, pray the prayer for the day also. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Friday, the 17th day in May 2024. Please open your hand and your heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. As you go out this day, God's presence shall be strong on you. God will bring quality people your way. God will bring destiny helpers also. Who is this? God will bring that project and program. He will bring financier your way. Yes, your sponsors are coming, young man and young girl. That project and program ahead of you will not fail. Yes, God asked me to tell you, it will not fail. Someone is listening to me now. You are under attack. Maybe spiritual attack, physical attack, marital attack, financial, material. I don't know. It's so strong in my spirit today. Someone is under attack. Your business is under attack. Your ministry, your marriage is under attack. Things are going down. You can't even tell what's happening to you anymore. Oh, you have come under the heavenly light today. Hold yourself tight with your two hands. I command God's power will attack your attackers. What is attacking you is thereby attacked. Be set free. Your spirit, soul, body, business, your finance, your children, your marriage, you are set free. The enemy has lost his strength and power over you. In Jesus' name, say, I'm free. Say it again, I'm free. Yes, be free from all attacks forever. Every barrier on any way, anyone's way forward is hereby removed by fire. We are help, support, resources, invitation, commendation, and approval will come for you. Your slanderers will not be present. Anyone that will say evil about you to discourage your customers, your client, and your helpers will not show up that day. I bless every tither and see sowers to God's kingdom in this work as vapor goes up into the sky to bring back rain to the earth. Tithe and seeds leaving your hand to this work shall go and bring back heavy harvest, multiple harvest for you. You will not lose your power and your harvest. It will come back in multiples. Your expectations also will not fail. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, your testimonies will have no limit. May 17th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed, be lifted. Your new age is blessed also. You will celebrate May 17th yearly till you are 120 years in good health, mercy, favor, and prosperity in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are still on insightful teachings and practical counsels till Sunday. So let's go. First issue today. Many people have sent in contributions on why she should change her name to the husband's surname issue. Now, let me share a few. One, on a member's demand of his wife to change to his surname, please exercise patience. It's a gradual thing when it comes to work issue. I'm still bearing my father's name on my bank details, even PVC. My aunt bears her father's name as a banker. I don't think it should bring a serious issue to the marriage. It only becomes an issue when your wife bears her father's name on the registration or entering the co-wives association. That's my opinion. Wow, thank you. Let's take one more. There are so many here. Good morning, Daddy. As regards the change of name, the woman may be right. It usually affects payment of salary, mostly of government workers. However, it should still do it submit the necessary documents over a few months, it shall be done. Next, good day, Daddy. I suggest to the man who complained that the wife did not change her surname before marriage, the wife bears her father's name. If truly he loves the wife, it shouldn't create problem. Let him consider her work first. It will affect the wife's work, especially in this country. Let her use the husband's name in some other activities. Please, that's my opinion. Thank you, sir. Wow. Good enough. Some others are here, but let's stop at that. Next, good morning, Daddy. An OTPGF. Daddy, please help me. Whenever I want my wife, she will tell me till next morning. When it is morning, she will tell me till she returns back from work. When she returns back from work, it will be another story. Daddy, this was what I went through with my ex before I got married to my wife. Later, I got to know that the ex was dating someone else, which led to our separation. Now, my real legal wife is doing the same thing. By the time she gives me, it will just be as if I'm forcing her. It will be a struggle. Her only time is when she's ovulating. Her pastor has intervened times without numbers. Her cooperation will last just for a week. Then she goes back to her usual initial mode. Daddy, I am tired of this kind of life. In a marriage that is less than 3 years, I can't discuss this with any member of my family because when issues are over, memories last. Daddy, what should I do? Because I can't cope with this kind of life anymore. Wow, I hope your wife is also a TPGF member, or let her listen to this counsel on your phone. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5 says, defraud ye not one another, except by the agreement of the two, to stay off for a while. The word defraud ye not means don't deny each other of your conjugal right. It says, lest the devil tempt you and take advantage of you, start cheating each other on each other. So, woman, don't show your husband the way out. You own each other's bodies and should not deny one another conjugal relationship without the consent of the two. Now, read again 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4 to get it very clearly in the Bible regarding this issue. I counsel that you change, woman, change and change today. Conjugal relationship in a marriage is not only for procreation, it's not only when you need children. No, it is for emotional satisfaction and for greater bonding in marriage. All wives denying their husband should their right should take this counsel. Same for husbands too. A marriage of less than 3 years, young couples denying each other. Please don't give room to the devil to have inroad into your marriage. Good morning, Pastor. I'm a Nigerian living in Europe. My potential wife is a Ghanaian living in Ghana. I'm 35 years older than her, but she and her family are okay. They don't mind the age gap. Sir, what should I do? Wow, I have counseled along this line a few times. The decision is yours. If you don't mind, the question is, do you mind or you don't? If two people, adults, coming together don't mind the age gap, then there is no issue. But if one of the two sees it as an issue, then they will not flow in the marriage. They should not marry. So the ultimate decision is yours, sir. Well, listeners, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless others and your loved ones. Join us later this evening on Friday's edition of Ask Question, Receive Answer, and Prayers. We have turned our Monday and Friday live broadcast to a prayer hub of a kind. Join us online to receive teachings and also to pray. 8 to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time is the time. Oh yes, on our social media platforms. Tomorrow, Saturday morning, is the Holy Communion service online. Prepare your communion element this evening. Now, we want listeners receiving miracles and divine interventions to send their testimonies via voice note on WhatsApp for our many radio stations broadcast. Let people hear what God is doing for you, and that will encourage listeners, accentuate their faith. It will make God do more for you. It also glorifies God. Then it protects your miracle from being stolen by the enemy. The enemy can steal the miracle you've refused to give the testimony. How? Open your WhatsApp and record your testimonies of not more than 2 minutes. Some people have been sending their testimonies via WhatsApp, but it is too faint. The voice is not clear. So go to where you will disturb nobody and speak loudly to your phone. Take the phone close to your mouth so that we can hear your voice and air it. Send that WhatsApp voice note to our line, +234 80555 83777. +234 80555 83777. Do so now. Let others hear your testimony so that they will be blessed. And you too, God will do more for you. Don't keep your miracle to yourself. Let the whole world hear what God is saying to you. Tip or what God is doing in your life. TPGF UK conference is counting down. June 21 and 22. Mark your diaries. At Gravesend, Kent in UK. TPGF members in UK and Europe, prepare to attend. I will be with you for 2 days in Kent, UK. Come from everywhere. TPGF members in Nigeria and all over, really, please mobilize and tell all those people you send turning point message to every morning that Pastor Femi Emmanuel is coming to London to be with them for 2 days, June 21 and 22. Mobilize all of them to attend. Pay your tithe and sow your seed, your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, your partnership commitment seed, the 555 seed we are sowing this month, the no more delay seed if you have not already done so. You can listen to testimonies of others. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. TPGF is a fertile soil for sowing your tithe and all the other seed we preach, we teach, and encourage. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal details for all of you abroad, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account. Don't send money to anybody demanding money for orphanage or motherless babies' homes. Those are fraudsters. Block them. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and matter. Go and see the power of God. All these prophetic declarations will become the realities of your life. You will not come down. Forward ever, backward never. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.